We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, compassionate viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 44 and Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hope Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erzinet City, Channel Z26 on Ilkhal Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Sukhbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhanolds Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Ilkhal, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otulshan, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $2 million to improve safety for citizens of Mozambique. In cultural news, the United Arab Emirates and Tajikistan plan to enhance scientific collaboration. In ecology news, solar power reaches remote villages of Argentina. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 10, is International Animal Rights Day. Coordinated by the animal protection group Uncaged, based in the United Kingdom, it is a time to raise awareness about animal welfare. On this day, the Universal Declaration of Animal Rights, which promotes humane treatment for all sentient beings, is highlighted. Events around the world include candlelight vigils, letter writing and information campaigns, and gatherings to advocate for kindness towards our beautiful co-inhabitants. May we each vow to be the dedicated guardians of all life on our shared planet on this International Animal Rights Day.
Fly-In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the United Kingdom. Torrential downpours and powerful winds inundated parts of Wales, Scotland, and especially Cumbria County in northwest England on November 19th. Tragically, there was at least one fatality, including policeman Bill Barker, who succumbed to floodwaters as rivers burst their banks and a bridge collapsed.
In Cumbria, 1,300 households were affected, and with waters reaching up to 2.5 metres and 200 residents of the worst affected town of Cockermouth were forced from their homes as emergency services had to rescue another 200 people.
Conveying her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated £10,000 for emergency materials to the family of P.C. Barker and other victims to bring help and comfort.
On November 24th, our association's relief team headed to Cockermouth covering their own travel expenses, where they found that although the regional governments were providing comprehensive relief aid, it would take months for many to recover.
It came up through the front, the back, the windows, and it came right up to the ceiling. There's a lot of people don't have insurance, and there have been people that have been killed.
My partner and I were actually rescued by boat from the top window. There was a big whirlpool outside.
There's never ever been anything like this before, never ever.
The relief team distributed monetary aid of £100 to £200, along with informative SOS flyers to shop owners who expressed their deep gratitude for Master's love. Our association members also purchased fruits, nuts, and vegan margarine for the local church, which was supplying people with snacks and hot drinks. The relief team visited the police station to inquire if any aid was needed for the widow of the late policeman Bill Barker, and they were told that a liaison officer would contact them.
Travelling next to Keswick, they met a young couple with a newborn baby who had been forced by flooding to leave their home. Upon receiving a contribution of £500 with SOS flyers, the couple shed tears of gratitude. In the town of Workington, another displaced young couple with a 10-day-old baby was given £1,000 and flyers. The overjoyed couple sent a big thank you to Master.
Supreme Master Qinghai is fantastic, and thank you very much indeed.
Our sincere appreciation to government officials, emergency personnel, and all volunteers who have helped ease the situation in the flood-hit regions. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive care of the vulnerable and for the sincere efforts of our association's relief team. With the grace of the Providence, may the affected Britons swiftly recover the comforting regularity of their daily lives as such weather extremities are alleviated through humanity's gentler stewardship on Earth.
Malawi quakes cost a life. A series of earth tremors between 5.1 and 5.8 in magnitude that began on Sunday, December the 6th, in the Koronga region, culminated in a 5.9 magnitude quake on Tuesday, which caused a one-year-old child to perish in a home that collapsed. At least six others were injured as officials evacuated houses, schools and government offices, which were reported to have extensive damage. Koronga District Assembly Chief Executive Officer Gaston Macheka said that houses continue to collapse in the villages, causing residents to sleep outside.
Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately asked that our nearby association members go to comfort and help the afflicted if possible, saying that any necessary funds would be made available.
We appreciate the local officials' actions to protect the Malawian people. Our sincere sympathies for the young life lost as we pray for the smooth resuming of the quake-stricken people's productive daily lives. May such disturbing events be eased by our kinder, eco-conscious actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
South Sudan party leaders freed. On Monday, December 7th, three senior leaders of the Southern Sudan People's Liberation Movement were released. Secretary-General Pagan Amam, Deputy Secretary-General Yasser Aman, and State Interior Minister Abbas Gama had been briefly detained on Monday following their peaceful participation in a rally in Khartoum. "We are glad to know of Your Excellency's freedom, wishing you a joyful reunion with loved ones, as we pray that peace and understanding may soon prevail for all the gentle Sudanese people."
Mexican writer wins 2009 Cervantes Prize. José Emilio Pacheco, the widely read novelist, short story writer, essayist, and poet, has been conferred the highest literary honor in the Spanish-speaking world, along with a cash award of 125,000 euros. The 70-year-old author is regarded as one of Mexico's foremost 20th-century poets, and in addition to his work in Mexico, has taught literature at universities throughout the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada. Upon knowing that he had received the award, Mr. Pacheco humbly said that although he could think of many others more deserving, he was deeply honored. "Our sincere accolades, Mr. José Emilio Pacheco, for this prestigious recognition of your lifelong contributions to literature. May your love and talent continue to bring joy and inspiration to a multitude of readers."
Veg and longevity go hand in hand. Scientists have long known that diets with lower calorie levels can minimize aging effects. Now, a team of British researchers at University College London have found that specifically reducing consumption of the amino acid methionine found in high quantities in meat and fish can extend lifespan. Since this amino acid is not prevalent in a veg diet, the research concludes that the plant-based lifestyle, even without reduced calorie intake, yields a longer life. Our thanks, British scientists, for your insightful work that shows even more advantages of the healthful, meat-free diet. May all people soon adopt compassionate vegan fare and enjoy its multifold benefits.
Nations come to neighbors' aid amidst still escalating pandemic. Fear has spread throughout Gaza, Palestine, as the first 12 swine flu deaths occurred, including the loss of a well-known surgeon. To help the region cope with the outbreak, Israeli officials have made arrangements to transfer at least five seriously ill Palestinian swine flu victims to regional hospitals for treatment. Meanwhile, after North Korea reported seven swine flu fatalities and closed schools a month early to slow the viral spread, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak requested that medical aid be sent unconditionally to the country.
Although the world's swine flu cases, both fatal and mild, are far more in number than officially recorded, government agencies have reported at least 12,054 lost lives since April 2009. The total death toll in Israel has now reached 67, and in Turkey, confirmed swine flu deaths rose by 55 in just 3 days to a sum of 296.
Meanwhile, the Netherlands has reported the third fatality due to a mutated form of the swine flu virus, while 42 people so far have died of the original virus. Concern still runs high about the ongoing risk of swine flu combining with other viral diseases at large, such as bird flu. In Ireland, nearly 500 people have experienced severe adverse reactions to the swine flu vaccine, which involves the brutally inhumane treatment of monkeys and chickens in its production.
We join in grief and worry for people's exposure to these contagions. Our gratitude, South Korea and Israel, for your care for the lives of suffering fellow humans, as we pray that such livestock-borne diseases are eliminated through the consumption of fresh and vital plant-based foods.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Congolese Youth Wins International Peace Prize. Sponsored by the Dutch Foundation Kids' Rights, this year's International Children's Peace Prize was presented to 16-year-old Baruani Nodume of Democratic Republic of Congo by Kenyan Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai. Young Baruani, who was orphaned by conflict and has been living in a Tanzanian refugee camp, started a radio program to give other children a voice, promote their education, and also help reunite them with parents. In bestowing the award, which includes 100,000 euros to further his work, the jury stated, "Under the most impossible circumstances, Baruani has chosen to champion the rights of other children." A big bravo and our salute, Baruani Nodume, for your courageous actions and well-deserved award. May God bless your continued efforts in bringing hope and joy to children and parents alike.
Save Our Planet. FAO hears expert consultation by Dr. Robert Goodland, the co-author of the World Watch Institute report that traces at least 51% of global greenhouse gas emissions to livestock raising, was recently invited to speak at Policy Brief on Climate Change for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. The Rome-based organization is working to garner support for a combined solution to global warming and food security, which calls attention to the many opportunities in agriculture to mitigate the effects of climate change.
In his speech, Dr. Goodland made several recommendations, including the promotion of a plant-based diet and that emissions from livestock should be considered in any approach to reducing global warming.
Dr. Goodland, our sincere thanks for sharing your expertise. May the United Nations, governments, and organizations worldwide quickly adopt such wise and effective practices as the organic vegan lifestyle to halt climate change.
This solution to our global crisis has also been echoed time and again by Supreme Master Qinghai, who again called on all leaders to take initiatives toward a plant-based world during a September 2009 video conference in Jeju Island, South Korea.
I urge the government leaders, because our time is running out. We have to act on this now. Please explain to your co-citizens this important truth, and tell them we must work together to become animal-free consumers. We have a very short time to save our planet. We have a great planet to save. We have great precious treasure that is our children to save. The government and the people have nothing to lose by being vegan. For the environment, the absence of livestock will bring about much less pollution and less waste of water and food resources. For the citizens, they are a perfect, nutritious, delicious alternative to animal products nowadays. And the vegan diet is also the best for our children.
Save Our Planet, US EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, Administrator Lisa Jackson formally announced on Monday, December 7th, that greenhouse gases such as CO2, methane, and nitrous oxide pose a threat to the public health and welfare of the American people and are thus subject to regulation. The EPA based this finding of endangerment on extensively evaluated scientific data, which supports a 2007 U.S. Supreme Court decision that greenhouse gases are air pollutants.
Coinciding with the opening of the climate negotiations in Copenhagen, the announcement was heralded by the European Commission and other members of the international community, including Chairman of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, who said he welcomed the determination and leadership of the United States being demonstrated through this decision.
Administrator Johnson, Environmental Protection Agency, and United States, we respectfully laud your commitment to protecting the health of humanity and the planet. May all world leaders in Copenhagen vote similarly for the most effective measures to reduce dangerous greenhouse gases while we still have time.
Save Our Planet, the energy ministers of Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Britain, Ireland, Sweden, Germany, Denmark, and France sign a joint declaration on a common system of wind-driven power generators in the North Sea to increase energy consumption from renewable sources.
Save Our Planet. Critical water shortages in Australia's southeastern Queensland state, caused by recent extremely high temperatures, are prompting officials to declare severe water restrictions and truck water supplies to some towns.
Save Our Planet. In the online article Copenhagen Climate Summit Issues, eminent British science writer Fred Pearce highlights the urgency presented by the world's glaciers, which are melting at an accelerating rate and could be totally gone soon.
Two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Zhu and I are vegan, We don't eat any animal products.
We're here with a tip for your animal companions.
During the autumn and upcoming winter season, in some parts of the world, it can get very cold.
Please make sure your devoted animal friend has a cozy bed, along with a blanket and soft pillow.
Your sweet pal will appreciate your loving thoughtfulness.
Take care, and thank you for your attention.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the United States donates $2 million U.S. dollars to support Mozambique citizens' safety. The Office of Weapons Removal and Abatement in the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Military Political Affairs is supplying the funding to protect Mozambicans from abandoned landmines and munitions that have not detonated. HALO Trust, a non-governmental organization based in the United Kingdom, will conduct the clearing operation. Training personnel to inform the public about landmine dangers will also be part of the plan. Since 1992, the U.S. government has contributed over $47 million U.S. dollars to Mozambique to aid in eliminating landmines. God bless you, United States Office of Weapons Removal and Abatement, for your concern and generosity. May the kind citizens of Mozambique be graced with peace, safety, and happiness.
In cultural news, the United Arab Emirates and Tajikistan plan to increase collaborative endeavors. Mr. Juma Al-Majid, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Juma Al-Majid Center for Culture and Heritage in the United Arab Emirates, along with a group of representatives, met with officials in Tajikistan. Ways of enhancing cultural and scientific relations between the two nations were discussed. Important places such as Grand Mosque in the capital Dushanbe and the Oriental Research Institute at the Tajikistan Science Academy were visited by the delegation. Our thankfulness, Mr. Juma Al-Majid and Participation Group United Arab Emirates and Tajikistan, for your eagerness to join hands. May the growing friendship between the two nations bring your citizens much progress and joy. Coming up, solar technology helps villages in Argentina to irrigate gardens and take hot showers. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. More smoothing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comforting news for a calming world. In ecology news, solar power reaches remote areas of Argentina. EcoAndina Foundation has introduced solar-powered stoves and showers to the village of Misurumi in Jujuy Province. The clean technology is also being used to heat a communal bakery and irrigate gardens. The non-governmental organization, working since 1989, has helped to install solar units in 30 other villages in the High Andes area. It is estimated that one solar cooker being used by a family prevents 2 metric tons of carbon dioxide being released into the atmosphere every year. Our heartfelt appreciation, Eco Andina Foundation, for your laudable green work. May eco-friendly technology, along with the organic vegan diet, bring us to a sustainable planet with a glorious future.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Tamil entitled Shopping Reindeer.
ரெயின்டீர் ஒன்று கடைக்குள் நுழைந்தது. மதுபானம் கொடுக்குமாறு கேட்டது. அந்த கடைக்காரர் அதன் முன் மதுபானத்தை வைத்துவிட்டு அதன் குழம்பிலிருந்து அது கொடுத்த $20 பணத்தை பெற்றுக் கொண்டார். மீதி சில்லறை பணத்தை திருப்பி அதன் குழம்பில் வைக்கும் பொழுது, "நீதான் நான் இதுவரையில் இங்கு கண்ட முதல் ரெயின்டீர் என்று நினைக்கிறேன்" என்று கூறினார். அதற்கு அந்த ரெயின்டீர் தன் குழம்பில் இருக்கும் மீதி பணத்தை எண்ணி பார்த்துவிட்டு, "நான் உங்களிடம் ஒரு உண்மையை கூறுகிறேன் நண்பரே. மதுபானத்தை இந்த விலையில் விற்றால் நானே இங்கு வந்த கடைசி ரெயின்டீராகவும் இருப்பேன்" என்றது.
And now for our viewers' hotline on the Oloxese or Vietnamese film Awakened on Enlightening Entertainment. This movie tells the story of a young monk who overcomes worldly desires to continue on the noble path of truth and higher love.
I love it. It reminded me of this ephemeral suffering world and ministered even more towards that more spiritual uplightment. Thank you very much for airing it. Simple, from Sorocaba, Brazil.
Elevated Simple, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended that we air programs that can help remind the virtuous and lofty ways of life. The movies, operas and other theoretical genres from Au Lạc or Vietnam can be viewed every Thursday on Supreme Master Television. May God bless you on your journey to the Beloved One.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Latin American leaders from Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, Venezuela, and Colombia meet for the 29th Annual Southern Common Market Summit, or Mercosur, where they discuss the creation of a regional integrated alliance.
Australian pilot Dominic James and his co-pilot make a safe sea landing of a CareFlight aircraft containing 6 passengers, with everyone, including a critical care patient, being successfully rescued.
Palestinians welcome a suggestion by European Union ministers for Jerusalem to become the joint capital of Israel and a future Palestinian state.
Nigerian construction company Julius Berger Services donates funds to train 66 youths from the Niger Delta region and provide them with life and vocational skills.
In commemoration of Iran's 25th Environmental Art Festival, more than 100 Iranian artists gather on Hormuz Island to create the country's largest independent artwork using the island's unique colorful sands.
The Nicaraguan government announces further support for a work program to improve the living conditions of people with disabilities, as well as funding for upgraded facilities.
U.S. National Basketball Association All-Star Amaya Stoudemire participates in the ad campaign Ink Not Mink, sponsored by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, to help raise awareness about saying no to cruelty for the sake of fashion.
Instead of hosting extravagant holiday company parties, employees from such U.S. companies as Taylor Gregory Broadway Architects come together to donate their time and money to help the less fortunate.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak inaugurates development, services and social projects to improve the living conditions of the public in Menya, Upper Egypt.
Russian and U.S. working groups on arms control and international security meet to discuss the 2010 Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference and continued efforts toward reduction of nuclear weapons.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.